Isha Shiyoisa Trochel, an Isha that was like urinating, and Vrosa Dam, is in the bowl, she found Dam. After she finished, she's for Dam. So Shailur is, where did the Dam come from? Did the Dam come from the Makor where she's Tomei? Or do we say it came with the urine? It came like maybe from the kidney it came from. She had a mark inside, she had a wound inside. So Rav Meir says like this. Rav Meir Oimer, in my medis, if she was standing when she was urinating, then Tomei. Then we say, since she was standing or was in urine came out, but the legs were close together, so how to push its way through. So we have before once, the svarah then that the urine goes upwards a little bit into the near the makor, near the womb, and that could cause blood to come out. Then we say she's tamayo. But im yuvim yosheva, she was sitting down, then the urine comes out normal, then we say that the dam does not come from the makor, from the place of nidus, when she's matal meraglayim. Therefore we say she's Torah, that this dam, some came from the urine tract and it was from the kidneys, and therefore she's Torah. Rabbi Yossi says no, ben kach or ben kach Torah. He holds both times, whether she was sitting or whether she was standing, he holds the b'shasis, when the urine comes out, no dam from the makor comes out then. And more mustavra said the dam comes from the urine tract, and therefore she's Torah, dam makor and not dam nida. What's going to be now? Ish v'isha she'oset tzrochein l'toich ha'safon. Let's say a man and a lady, both take one after another. They use the same bowl, and they both will let out urine. And v'nimtza dam ala mayim, and afterwards we find blood in the mayim. So now, like it's a sveik, we don't know if the dam came from the man and pshita then she's teira, or maybe the dam came from her. And even if it came from her, we don't know where it came from the urine tract, or it come from the made nidus, dam nidus. So Rabbi Yossi Bitar, Rabbi Yossi says here it's tohor. And really, the Gemara is the question, of course, pshita. Rabbi Yossi says in the Reisha that she's tohor, even if it's only one isha. And here, like it's a sveik, of course, pshita that she's tohor. But Rabbi Yossi says she's mitar, and the chiddush here is Rabbi Shimon mitar, Rabbi Shimon says no, she's tamei. And why? Because he holds shein derech ish lahitzi dam, because the man usually does not let blood out. So therefore, it's like the man is not in the picture. It's only a suffix in the isha. Ela shechaskasa dam min isha. The chazaka, the dam came from the isha. So the dam came from the isha. It's more mustarva to say that it came from her, and therefore that's a shimon shita. It's not like Rabbi Yosef before, but he holds that it comes from the isha. We say mustarva came from the makor, from the dam nidus. And he doesn't make a difference whether she was sitting or whether she was standing. At all times, whenever she finds dam, it's not mistavra, he'll hold it comes from the urine tract, but rather it always comes from the dam nidus. According to Rabbi Shimon, she's temeya. The loch here will make with pasmak of Yesi. Yesi says, ben kach or ben kach tohira. Even though it's only an ish alone, whether she's standing or whether she's sitting, we hold that she's tohira. And we say, mistama, the dam came from the urine tract and not from her nidus. Now the Gemara says, what's Shan Reb Meir, Maish Noi Medes? Why do we say if she's standing and she lets out urine? The Amrina we say, May Raglaim Hodel Makor. If Shat is, then the urine comes out, if I push upwards a little bit, and it goes to the Makor, Hodel Makor, to where the womb is, and the Icy Dam, therefore Dam comes out from the womb, from the Makor, and therefore the Dam needs, we say she's Tamei. If so, Yeshevus Nami, say the same spell when she's sitting also. Neymar, why don't I say, May Raglaim Hodel Makor also, even when she's sitting, but maybe when the urine comes out, some urine goes up a little bit into the near the womb, and that could also cause the dam needles to come out. The Yaisi Dam will bring dam. So, Hurri, like if we know for sure she saw dam now, we should go to the top of the Yaisa, we should be Machmir, we should say she's Tamei. So, what do you say if she's sitting, she's Tor? So, my answer is, Omar Shmuel says like this. The Mishnah Zaka talking about which is Mezanekis means where the urine is coming out in a flow. Rashi says Mezanekis means Mekaleches, is a strong flow of urine coming out. The Chivon, the Norfolk, Bikiluch comes out in one flow, Kiyurche normally, then Loi Dechika, she's not by pushing it out. Loi Hode Meraglam Lamakor, then the urine does not go up the track to the womb. We don't say any dam from the makor drips out while she's urinating. We don't say that. So therefore, if she's mezanekes, that's why to say when she's sitting, we said that she's tohirah. Let's say at the end, where just small drops are coming out, then I did the ukmanashi, she like holds it back, or only small drops are coming out. Then we could say hodor. Maybe the urine does go up to the womb, and then kilo medes have the same aloch like she's standing. But medes when nisha's standing, yeshul zanek. Then the flow can't come a straight flow of urine, but rather comes drops by drops. So when he says yoshev is torah, means she's being mezanekes. The dam is coming, the urine is coming flowing straight out, and then that urine does not go upwards at all; it goes straight out. And therefore we say there's no dam from the makor. It's only dam from the urine tract, and she's tyra. So Rav says, why? Mizanekis nam, even when there's a straight flow of urine, Dilma may be bosa the tamamai, after she finishes urinating, maybe then also dam, maybe that dam, then the dam will come. So she finds dam in the bowl, maybe the dam was from after, from dam nidus. So Rashi learns what it means to say is that Dilma bosa the tamamai means also dam mimikol, le machlus meraglayim, mash after she finished urinating altogether. Toys of the Fatah say no, it means not when she finished altogether, but just means after the zinik, after the straight flow came, at the end when it was shaysa, just drops by drop, maybe there some dam came out then. So again, she should be suffered. If she suffered the rice, she go to chumra, which is she's tamay. So my answer is, Omer Rav Abba, the case here is b'yoshevis al sfas ha-sefel. Here we're talking about where she's sitting, al sfas ha-sefel, she's sitting at the sfas, at the tip of the bowl. Like we would have on the seat, she's sitting on the seat there. And therefore it's like this, uvim mezanekes, when the urine goes straight out, flowing out, b'toy ha-sefel. Then it comes straight into the bowl, it doesn't touch the sides of the rim. But, and this, that's the case. And now the case here is the nimtza dam b'toich ha-sefel. We only find dam in the bowl and not on the rim around where she was sitting. So therefore, the misid was like you want to say maybe the boss of the tamamai was after she finished the flow of urine. At the end, that's when the dam came out. So that dam doesn't shoot out; that just drips out. If so, osa svas ha-sefel bowl l'shachuche. You should have found it then around the rim of the bowl, around the chair. The seat that she's sitting in, that's where you should have found the dam. You should have just found it in the bowl. So since we found it only in the bowl and not around the rim, that's a proof to say the dam came out when she was mezanekes. And therefore, when she was mezanekes, then the svara is only dam from the urine tract and not from the makor. Because if your question was maybe the dam came out after she finished mezanekes, after she finished urinating, then some dam came out. That would have just dripped out drip by drop. So then that should have been found on the rim of the bowl, like on the seat. Since no dam was found there, for sure the dam did not come out afterwards. It only came out b'shas, the urine, when it was an ekis. And therefore we say she's tohira. It's not shchir for dam needed to come out then when she's being as an ekis. Sefchan Reb Meir. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, V'yamr lo somsi om Reb Yud Omar Shmuel, halachak Reb Yosi. We take a paskin l'kula. Reb Yosi says in the Mishnah, whether she was standing or whether she was sitting, in both cases we say she's tyra. In both cases we say it's not a derer for the dam needed to come out then, but rather it's dam from the urine. V'chein oirile Reb Abba lekala. Same Reb Abba taught halacha to kala, what she says, name of a person, that he has to shayla happen by him. That halacha k'Reb Yosi, halacha takas like Reb Yosi, that he can be mekele. If you find dam in the bowl, whether she was sitting or whether she was standing, in both cases we say it's Torah. It's not a derech for the dam needed to come out then, but rather it's more shchirich for the dam, of the urine from the kidneys came out. Does it? Then it says the Mishnah ish v'isha. What's given the case where both used the bowl, the same bowl, afterwards one after another? So it was the machlokes that Rabbi Yosi again said Torah, and Rabbi Shimon was the one that said metamei. He boiled over a question like this. Ish v'isha oimdim mal yomer v'meyer. What's going to be if both an isha and isha were standing when the Ramata Meraglayim and used the same bowl one after another? What would Rav Meir say in the Sefer? It's in the Reisha Rav Meir says that when isha is oimedes, she's tameyer. What's going to be in the Sefer? Rav Meir doesn't say. So what's going to be the lacha there where both isha and isha use the same bowl? would he be machmer there also? Maybe there it's a sveik of golakula. The shal like this. Kiyom Rav Meir, wonder Rav Meir says she's tameya b'chad sveika, only with Isher alone. So only a suffer came out from her, shall aware from the makor, from the urim, we say came from the makor. Since she was standing, the miraglam went up to the makor and brings down the dam. Abba b'sveik sveika, where a man also used this bowl, and maybe the dam came from him, so it's a sveik sveika. Loimetamim, Rav Meir would agree that she's tahira. I do, but maybe no loishno, it doesn't make a difference. He'll agree to Reb Shimon Svara in the Sefer, and to Reb Shimon Svara in the Sefer, to say that that's still his Tumeya. Of course, we say the man's not Bechlal the Sefer going to the Isha, and it'll be Tumeya. So Moshtaka says, yes, he, the same Malacha, Reb Meir would agree that she's Tumeya in the Sefer. And the Svara would be, because the Mithara Sefer came from the man is out of the picture. So it's only the Isha, if she's a Medis, it'll be Tumeya. Mimai, what's Uriah? Since the end of the mission doesn't say, the Sefer doesn't say Reb Meir Reb Yosi Mitarim. It doesn't say in the Sefer Reb Meir is Mitarim, only says Reb Yosi is Mitarim. Since it doesn't say Reb Meir, Mashma Reb Meir would agree it's Tanei even in the Sefer. For the Gemara Yochi, that's true. So Hashtu Reb Meir, Chutakashan Reb Meir, Hashtu Reb Meir, Bisveik Sveikim Mitarim. You want it from Reb Meir, would say it's Tanei in the Sefer, where there's two people involved, still she's Tanei. If so, Bechat Sofik Miboi. Like, how come Reb Meir has to say as a loch in the ratio? He should have just said as a loch in the Sefer. And Pshitai would know in the ratio she's Tameya. Why does he only say in the ratio, not in the Sefer? So my answer is, Adicha Koycha de Reb Yosi, that the reason why it brings down the Machlokes in the ratio, the teacher's the Chiddush of Reb Yosi's Alocha, that the Afrilu Bechat Sveikim Mitayir, that's why he wants to bring down the Machlokes for Reb Meir and Reb Yosi in the ratio, to teach us the Chiddush of Reb Yosi, that even though it's one Sufik, still, Rabbi Yosi says it's Torah. So Mara says, why? Still, the Yad Miflagi Bechat Sveika, what are they only argue in one suffix, and you're telling me now what's the Svara? L'Dicha Korchat Rabbi Yosi, teaching the Kiddush of Rabbi Yosi, Liflag B'Sveik Sveika, they should argue rather in the Sefer. Sveik Sveika, L'Dicha Korchat Rabbi Meir, teaching the Kiddush of Rabbi Meir. Then he says, even my Sveik Sveika, Shulz Taneya. You're answering me, they say the Machlokes narration, teach me the Kiddush of Rabbi Yosi, that she's Torah. But why don't you already say the Machlokes in the Sefer? It'll be a Chiddush of Reb Meir that she's Tameya. So Mara says, no, on this we have the Klal, Koyech Datei Rodif. It's always better to hear something that's Matir, a Heter, that's a bigger Chiddush. So you want to say the Machlokes in the Ratio, that Reb Yosi's Chiddush is, even though it's only one Sufik, still he holds she's Tahira. Yeah. That's for Slokesh's Pshat. But Reb Yechanan says, no. Kikom Rabbi Meir, wonder Rabbi Meir say in the ratio she's Tameya Bechat Sveik, there's only one person, only she's involved. Ava B'Sveik Sveik in the race in their Sefer, where there's two people, she and the man, then Lo Yomar, then Rabbi Meir would agree that she's Torah. Because he holds in Ken, because it was really true, in Ken, this is a question, if Quantum of Yechanan in Ken was so, listening, wasn't the Sefer the Mishnah say then Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi Mitarim, should have said Rabbi Meir also in the Sefer and said he's Mitarim. According to Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, true, Eino Chanami, if that's the way it should have been. But the Yardi, the Solak, Rabbi Yosi, since we ended off saying Rabbi Yosi is Loch in the Ratio, so that he holds his Torah, is possible with Rabbi Yosi, therefore in the Sefer also starts off with Rabbi Yosi. But really, Eino Chanami, that Rabbi Meir would agree in the Sefer to say that she's Torah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. They are Sveik Sveik, Rabbi Meir would agree it's Torah. Now the Gemara's question, though, Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi, though, Bechad Sveik and Mitaya, once Rabbi Yosi says in the Rasha that even though it's only the Isha involved that she's Torah, so the Sveik Sveik and Miboi, why does he have to say in the Sefer she's Torah? Chur Pshita. If the Madak one Sofik is Torah, Pshita Sveik Sveik would be Torah. Smur says, yes, Madak time I would have thought to say maybe, Hanin Milu Diyevit. When does Rabbi Yosi in the Rasha say that she's Torah? Only B'Diyevit means if she already touched Kutchim or Trumas, we say it's Torah. But maybe Ab Lukhidu Loi, but maybe Lukhidu Rabbi Yosi would agree she should not touch Tyrus. Lukhidu she should be knowing as if she's Tomei. It's Kamash Mulan, that's why Kamash Mulan, we may have to say, Rabbi Yosi says Aloha two times in the Mishnah teaches that he means to say Tayra Lagamri, even Lukhidu, that she's 100% Tayra, and she's allowed even Lukhidu to touch Tyrus and Kutchim. Another one says, Tanya Kabasa Rabbi Yochanan, bring a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Ish V'Isha, man V'Isha. Shaw so Tsrachem Utecha Sefel. Both of them were urinating one after another in the same bowl. The nimtza dam al mayim, and later we found blood in the mayim. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi Mitar, so clearly Rabbi Meir also agrees that Malkam Sveik Sveiker, she's tahor. Rabbi Shimon Mitamah, this is not Mishra, Shimon says no, she's tahor, even though it's a Sveik Sveiker, still Rabbi Shimon says she's tahor. So most of the Sibodah have a question like this. Isha Yosheves Mal Yom Rabbi Shimon. What would Rabbi Shimon say where the Isha Yosheves is sitting? So that's what Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, even with Sveik Sveiker, she's tahor. Maybe it's only where she's a medis, where she's standing. So then you have her mea swara, the urine goes up and it goes to the makor and brings down dam. And we don't care about the man. It's not shkir for man to have dam. That's why it's tummy. What's going to be your shevis where she's sitting? Would Rabbi Shimon agree that she's tayro or no, even there she's tummy? So mother, there's kiyam, Rabbi Shimon, does Rabbi Shimon say that she's tamei be a medis? Maybe only when she's standing. And then the swara is the docha glo alma. That since she's standing, the feet are pressing together, that causes the urine maybe to go up a little bit into the near the makor and brings out dam. Avi Yosheves, when she's sitting down though, light maybe there he agrees the urine comes straight out, so it doesn't go near the makor. So we said the dam is from the urine, not from the nidus. Or do it maybe later, there's no difference according to Rabbi Shimon Yismach Mino. At all times he says it's not shkiach for dam to come from the urine, but rather the dam comes from the nidus and she's tameya. So Toshima coming here. So the Tani will learn like this. Yosheves toila. That where she's Yosheves, then we could be toila. Yosheves tak is toila. But I met this ain't a toila. Divi Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. That's what Meir Shita. She's sitting, she's toila. She's standing, she's toila. Rabbi Yosi Yamano benkach u benkach toila. Even though she's standing, still you go to kula. That's what Yosi Shita. However, Rabbi Shimon Naimis says clearly, benkach u benkach ain't a toila. He holds on both cases. That you're not toila, ain't a toila, yields whether she's standing or whether she's sitting. Even when she's sitting, still Rabbi Shimon says she's tameya. That's what Shimon Svara said, that when she's urinating, it's not shechir v'chlal dam to come from the urine. Dam comes from the makor, from therefore she's tamei. So this is where the case here was, where only she's using the bowl herself. Now we brought up a question like this: what's going to be ish v'isha yoshvin? Maliyam Rabbi Shimon, what's going to be the case where first Isha was sitting and urinating, and then the man used the same bowl, and later we found dam in the bowl? So here they're both sitting down. So maybe Kiyam Rabbi Shimon and Medes the Doch Liyam. When does Rabbi Shimon say in the Mishnah, even the Mokim Sveika, it's Tameid, maybe only where she's standing? Or else the Yosheves Techatzva Sofik. Or else maybe even where she's sitting, like we just said. But only with this one suffix, with just she herself used the bowl. Then he's machnir. Avo maybe the sveik sveik lo yama. But maybe where both the man and Isha both use the same bowl and they're both sitting, maybe there Rabbi Shimon agrees that she's Torah. Or maybe Leishman, there's no difference according to Rabbi Shimon. No case that she's Tameya. But yes, Toshima, come and bring a proof. That Kivun the Yom Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon says in the Mishnah, Chefkav domim in Isha, that is the chazaka that the dam comes from the isha, not from the man. If so, then the sfar would be loishna imdin, loishna yoshrin. There's no difference. As according to Rabbi Shimon, the fact the man used the bowl means nothing. A man doesn't see dam. It's more mistab that dam came from the isha. If so, two doesn't make a difference, just like one. And by like one, we just got finished. Rabbi Shimon says clearly, even though she's a yosheves, still he holds she's tameya. Because he holds not shchiach v'chlav for dam to come b'shas the urine, but rather the dam comes from the makor, and therefore he says she's tameya. However, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, that even in the case where she's a medes, still we say she's tahor. Rabbi Yosi says benkach or benkach tahor, that the dam does not come from the makor when she's urinating, but rather the dam comes from the urine track, and therefore she remains tahor. Yet now the Mishnah says hishilo chaluka lenochris. Let's say a lady lent her clothing, or the dress or the underwear, to a goya to wear. And after she got finished wearing it, then the original owner wore it again. And then when she took it off, she found the kesem on it. Or else she gave it to a nida. And she let her friend that was a nida wear the clothing. Then after she gave it back, then she put it on and she found the kesem on it. All right, turn over, we'll continue on. Again, and then when she took it off, she found the kesem on it. Or else, early nida, or else she gave it to a nida, and she let her friend that was a nida wear the clothing. Then after she gave it back, then she put it on and she found the kesem on it. So locker is, her raised that toilet bowl, she has the right to say that this kesem came from the nochris or from the nida, and she remains toira. So it says in the Mishnah, her raised that toilet bowl, that when she, the owner of the clothing, when she puts it on afterwards, and then she finds a kesem, she has the right to say the kesem did not come from her, but rather it came from the nochris, that's tummy anyway, or came from the nida. And Rashi says, since they are tameir anyway, it's mustar with the dam came from them and not from this isha that was Torah until now. So she has the right to say the dam came from them and not from her. She remains Torah. But what's going to be gimel noshim, three ladies, shelavshu cholak echad, that they lent the dress one to another. And first one lady wore it, the next day the next one, third one, the third lady wore it, the same dress one after another. And then at the end of 3 days they found a kesem on it. They don't know who it came from. Or else, Oishayoshvu al Sasalechot, all three of them used one chair, they sat down on one after another, and they have been into all of them. When they got up, they found blood on the Sasal. So, Lochris Kulam Timaeus, since we do not know from which one of them it came from, so the rule beklal the suffix, and in a suffix, all three of them have come at Atamanida now. What's going to be Yoshua al Sasal Shalev? Let's say they sat down on a stool made out of stone, which is not Mekabel Tumah, or else Oyel Itzdebo Shomercha, sat down on a stool in the Beis Hamerchet, is also part of the building, is not Mekabel Tumah. So Rabbi Nechemya Mitar, Rabbi Nechemya holds that even though this dam found, and we know it came from one of these ladies, they're all Tor, they don't have a Tumah's Kesem on them. Why? So Rabbi Nechemya used to say, his shita was, that Kol Dovah Shein Mekabel Tumah, if you find the Kesem on anything that's not Mekabel Tumah, the Lacher is, ain't a makabel ksom, it has no tumas kesem either. So since there's no din tumah on an evan, on a stone, so therefore there's no din kesem, therefore the noshim remains tahiris. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara why.